the Judge kept going strongly. A length and a half clear from Jolly Games. Enjoy Life, Charity Wings. The Judge, Purton, riding like a man inspired. Here's another one for him. Four for the night. The Judge from Enjoy Life and Charity Wings. Jolly Amber, money winner.
Yes, right here on RSN 927. You certainly would have been a money winner if you backed the one and only Zach Purton, Superstar Hoop and Champion Jockey, a five-timer there at Happy Valley tonight. That was the fourth of those wins, the Judge in the penultimate race of the day. And the man of the moment joins us now here on RSN 927. Zach Purton, thanks for joining us, Zach, and congratulations.
No worries.
Well, first things first, is that your first five-timer?
It's not my first five-timer, but I wish I had many more of them.
Yeah, it was quite incredible to watch from here at RSN 927 in Melbourne, Australia, mate. And first things first, we heard the closing stages of the Judge a short time ago, but that was the fourth of five wins. Cheerful jet in the last. Did you felt you got up ahead of Moreira there and just held on?
You know what? I saw it on the line. He just pit me. And I actually come back into the unplaced runners area, and my trainer whistled out to me, kept the bounds, because he's got a quite distinct, loud whistle. And he was waving his arm, and he's like, get back out on the track. So he obviously had seen the photo and seen I'd won. I was pretty happy to hear that whistle, I tell you.
I bet you were, Zach. Funnily enough, mate, I thought you had just held on, but I don't think you were alone in thinking you might have just got pipped, because I think the race caller too almost called Storm Signal nailing you. But you must have been very proud and made it all the more special to nut Moreira, your arch rival in the last.
Oh, of course, because it's starting to get the end of the business, end of the season, and obviously the premiership's on the line, and every winner he gets over me is, it was, you know, I give a bit of a fist bump when my number went in the frame.
Absolutely. Of course, number five, Cheerful Jet, was the fifth winner for the night for Zach Purton. We're chatting to Zach here on Sports Overnight on RSN 927, Superstar Hoop and Champion Jockey. The Judge, too, that was a very impressive victory. And as the caller said a moment ago, you were like a man possessed.
Well, he's been a bit disappointing. And I run second on him two times, and then he went up in grade. He was very disappointing. He just dropped back down into class four. They didn't go that quick, and I know he's a little bit one pace, so I got going early on him and tried to round up the field and catch him napping when they were going slow. Sent him to the front, and thankfully this time he ran away for that nice, comfortable win.
And just talk us through the other three there as well. Of course, the last three winners, Zach, there at Happy Valley, Fortune Bobo, the Judge, and Cheerful Jet. But Fortune Bobo, and of course, early in the night, Merry Go Win and Super Chic, all very, very nice wins.
Well, Super Chic, he's been a bit disappointing since he came to Hong Kong, but he's always ridden up on the speed, and he got beat 25 lengths last start and 10 lengths the start before, and I said to the trainer, why don't we ride him quiet tonight and just see if that brings about a change? So I rode him quiet, and obviously we got a good result there, so that was nice. Merry-go-win, he's been a consistent horse all season. He'd just been failing the win. He had barrier one, enjoyed a great run, and only won by a nose, so he needed all those favours to go his way in. Fortune Bobo would drop back down into the top of class three. He drew wide, had to do a little bit of work early, but got a comfortable enough run through the mid stages, and he was strong enough on the line. So they all come from different positions. They're all in different rating races, and you know, it was just good to put it all together on the night.
Now it's getting very late there over there in Hong Kong, Zach, so I really appreciate your time, and only a couple of quick ones before I let you go. Superstar Hoop and Champion Jockey, Zach Purton, fresh from a five-timer there at Happy Valley tonight, which was quite incredible. Not the first, that's for sure, for you, Zach, as you mentioned, but recently you were back in Australia. It was great to have you back here a few times recently, and gee whiz, wasn't Uhud mighty stiff a couple of times?
She's probably the best maiden in Australia, as everyone keeps saying. You know, I thought she had the race there one last time and just got beaten by a horse with a bit of momentum down the outside. But, you know, she desperately deserves that Group 1, and hopefully she gets that next preparation.
And you obviously, your harbour ambitions to be back here permanently one day?
Yeah, of course. Australia's my home and I can't wait to come back there one day. But Hong Kong's my home at the moment and I've still got plenty to do here before I come back home.
Such a racing mecca too over there, Zach, and great to see so many Aussies flying the flag there too in Hong Kong.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, we've got a great bunch of riders here at the moment. And they're all doing well, all doing Australia proud, and let's just hope that that continues.
You must feel as well for Nashua Willer, fresh from the news that he's been banned for 15 months at the moment.
Yeah, it's disappointing to hear that. I just hope that he's doing well.
And last but not least, Zach, Time Warp on Sunday among quite a few great rides at Sha Tin. Anything you can point us into?
Well, let's just hope that he can do it again. He's won the International Cup in December. He won the Gold Cup in January or February, and now he's trying to win the APQE2 Cup. He'll be the only horse in history to win all three in the same season if he does that. So let's hope that he can make history.
Well, thanks so much for your time once again, Zach. Congratulations on the 5-timer there at Happy Valley tonight, and let's hope for another one at least there on Sunday on at Sha Tin. Thanks again.
That'd be great. Cheers.